stand by while NCLA cuts through the noise to signal abuse of administrative power. This is Administrative Static with Mark Chenoweth and John Vecchione.
Welcome back to Administrative Static. Mark Chenoweth, John Vecchione, and Janine Yunus are now joined by litigation counsel Shang Li here at the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And we're excited to have Shang in town because he works remotely much of the time, but he's working on several important matters here at NCLA. And Shang, I thought maybe we would talk about or start with the student loan comment that was filed with the Department of Education, because you've been leading all of our student loan debt. I keep reminding myself, it's not debt forgiveness, it's debt transfer from the debtor to the taxpayer.
That's right.
So tell us about what this, what was the rule that the Department of Education promulgated and that we had a comment?
Yeah, so maybe the listeners are sick of hearing about student loans, but the White House is not sick of doing them or canceling them. So about a year ago—
Illegally,
yeah. About a year ago, the Supreme Court said that the president's illegal $400 or $500 billion loan cancellation program was illegal. And immediately after that, the president went on the White House lawn and declared and announced a bunch of new student loan cancellation programs, one of which is saying we're going to use notice and comment to do it this time, and we're going to try to cancel as much as possible. Just this April,
Is this the negotiated rulemaking that they were—
Okay. Yeah, negotiated rulemaking, which also includes a notice and comment component under the Higher Education Act of 1965. This April, the notice came out, the notice of proposed rulemaking, asking for comments.
So you commented.
We commented, that's right. And so—
But what was the rule? What are they proposing?
Yeah, they're proposing to cancel, it's really like five or six programs, depending on how you can't account it, all collapse into a single rule. And it's to cancel a bunch of interest that have accrued for millions of borrowers over time. And this is how loan works. It's anybody taking out a car loan or a home loan, you pay interest on your loans. Well, the president thinks students shouldn't have to do that. It cancels a bunch of loans that for people who did not try to enroll in a pre-existing congressionally enacted loan forgiveness program, but whom the secretary deems that they could have enrolled if they wanted to. And he just says, you're now, I'm going to decide if you're eligible, even if you didn't think you were eligible.
Wow.
and give you some forgiveness. And finally, he's going to waive some loans for students who attended schools.
Can I just dwell on that one for a second? What possible statutory authority are they pointing to that? Because the fig leaf and I'm having trouble articulating this because I'm so upset about this whole student loan thing, but the fig leaf that they've used in other circumstances is that we have the power to forgive loans, and the fact that we're forgiving loans, because they can compromise a particular debtor's loan,
yes.
And they're sort of overreading that to say, well, we can just cancel everybody's loans. But here, if someone didn't even apply for the program, like, what's the fig leaf to say that they have the power to pretend someone was in a program that they're not in?
Yeah, and here's the thing. And in the past, at least they've tried to find a fig leaf. Oh, under the HEROES Act, for example, there was something about national emergencies and some waiver and compromise and power for national emergencies and COVID-19. Sure, it was a national emergency. But here, they go back to this obscure line from 1965 statute. That if you find it, it's section 432A6 of the Higher Education Act that says the secretary may compromise, waive, or release any right, title, claim, or demand. And if you see that, you're like, wow, that sounds pretty broad, doesn't it?
Except it hasn't been used that way for 58 years.
Yeah, and hasn't. Right, and then you think, well, why hasn't it been used that way? Nobody until 5 minutes ago thought this line, may waive or compromise, gives its power. And if it did, why did Congress, in 2007 and 2010
pass, and a couple times in the 90s.
And subsequently, pass statute that say you can get some loans forgiven if you jump through these hoops, serve in the military, do public service,
and
et cetera.
And even 6 months during COVID. Pause.
And even 6 months during COVID. Why did Congress do any of those things if the secretary had this plenary power to do whatever he wants with the loans in the first place? And well, if you actually read the whole statute, you'll see that that paragraph A6 comes from, it's one of, you know, one of six things. The sixth thing listed under paragraph A. And paragraph A says you can only do those things in the performance, and this is a quote, in the performance of functions, powers, and duties vested in the secretary by this part of the statute. And if you look up what this part means, this part refers to Part B, the Federal Family Education Loans Program, which does not exist anymore.
So all of this power existed for one program, all of the student loan programs.
Exactly. A program that no longer exists. It ended in the late 2000s. There's some residual loans out there. And this program, what it did is look, the federal government subsidized and guaranteed private loans that banks made to students. It doesn't exist anymore because the federal government, since 1993, has started making direct loans.
Well, and they took over all of them in 2009 as part of Obamacare.
That's right. And so,
by the way, in order to quote unquote save money and help pay for Obamacare.
That's right. And then it wound up being costing the government billions of dollars.
That's the least shocking thing.
Some of these FFEL loans or the family loans still exist, but they exist mostly by third parties. The government has some of them, but there's just like very little left. And then this new rule proposes to cancel, and what it wound up being is 28 million borrowers for $150 billion, is what the government's own calculations, which probably is actually lowballing it, to be honest. But that's what they said, $150 billion. And by far, you know, 90%, 95% plus of that is direct loans that have nothing to do with this 1965 program that's defunct.
Wow, so they're just pretending that that the statutory language that applies to one obscure and largely defunct loan program can cross apply to a bunch of other programs that the statutory language simply doesn't apply to at all.
Exactly, and that's knocks out almost all of the proposal, and we told them that in the comment. And moreover, if you actually, again, look at it, it says, you know, even for the small number of the family loans that still exist, it still says you have to find a function, power, or duty vested in the secretary. And there's nothing that says, you know, no statute that says that the secretary may cancel interest or the secretary may enroll people in various programs or anything like that. You know, there's no duty or power that the government has defined or identified that allows them to do this, even for that one single minor program.
Now, you said that there are a few of these programs out there and that this was a federal subsidy of private loans. So whoever made those private loans, would they have standing to oppose this, or are they going to be made better off by this loan forgiveness from the government?
I'm not sure just for
I mean, assuming you could find them, right? It might be hard.
Exactly. I'm not sure who holds these anymore. I think some of them are actually in state pension funds. Some state pension funds still hold a small amount of this. But the government was crafty enough to say, well, we'll only forgive those loans that we hold and not loans that other people hold. But that doesn't really mean anything, because if you have a FFEL loan, a family for one of these family loans, and it's being held by, say, the Nebraska pension plan, what you can do is just certainly convert that into a direct loan to the government, and then the government can forgive that. And I think Nebraska, I think, would have maybe standing to challenge that, because you're taking something that they're holding and turning into a direct loan.
Right. Although presumably the statutory authority to convert the loan
would compensate the pension plan or the
oh would it I was going to say but that's not that's that wouldn't be new language or that wouldn't no I mean, there no, actually
right.
is the ability
there is
to convert
an ability
somebody
to do that
loans.
Yeah. But you're incentivizing, I don't know, the idea is you're incentivizing someone from converting a loan that's held by, say, Nebraska or some other third party into a loan that's held by the government, thereby depriving the third party from, you know, getting interest from the loan, getting whatever the benefits of the loan is.
Right. And it's an unlawful inducement, because on the back end, you're going to forgive something you're not really allowed to forgive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can follow that. So where does it stand now with this rule? It hasn't been promulgated?
It hasn't been promulgated. The comment period ended just about less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So that's when we filed our comment. And
so they're carefully taking your advice into consideration?
Well, we certainly hope so, but that's, you know, I doubt it'll happen. And, you know, when this comes out, there will be, you know, lawsuits, I'm sure, filed, if not by us, by others, because it's so blatantly unlawful that I just can't imagine how it stands.
Yeah, we got a call yesterday from Bloomberg asking if we were planning to file any more student loan lawsuits, and I said, well, I certainly hope not, but unfortunately, I suspect that as long as they're continuing to do these illegal loan cancellations, we'll have to keep suing them over it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that the timing of this is obviously quite suspicious. That the The HEROES Act forgiveness program came right before the 2022 midterm elections, and here we're coming on another election year, and I think they're going to probably try to finalize this rule right before the November elections and invite people to sue, and they can, you know, make it a political, you know, make run campaign ads about it or something like that. I mean,
right. Yeah. So that's the timing. What's the, is there anything else in the pipeline that we're watching here in terms of other, is it just all surprises all the time?
No, there is. And they said there's something else coming that's about some kind of loan cancellation or forgiveness for people who are in economic distress or economic hardship. I don't know what the statutory authority for that is. This funny thing is that the statute actually has a pre-existing provisions to provide relief for people experiencing economic hardship. It defines economic hardship fairly narrowly and says you can give them deferment for up to 3 years, during which interest does not accrue. But if the department comes out with a rule that says that, I think we'll be fine. But I suspect they're going to give a lot more than deferment.
Well, this coming week, we're going to be bestowing the King George III Prize for the worst bureaucrat, the bureaucrat who's violated the most civil liberties in 2023. Based on what you're saying, and I know he is one of the finalists, it sounds like you think Secretary Cardona of the Department of Education would be a worthy recipient of this
certainly.
Of this prize.
And these rules actually come, I think, from one of his lackeys, Richard Cordray, who's maybe a familiar name.
Yeah. I flog him on this show regularly, but unfortunately, he dropped out of the bracket at an earlier point in time.
He could get more mentions than Kavanaugh from Mark.
Yes. Well, so Cordray actually for other student loan related reasons, student finance related reasons, is resigning from his position because he screwed up the federal FAFSA. Process so much.
Those are the loans you need for your kids to go to school, and they're all supposed to be out in July, and it's blown, and it's been awful.
So he's screwing people who are trying to get into college. They can't get funding, but people who've already graduated years and years ago, he's canceling their loans.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. They took their eye off the ball of that in order to do this illegal scheme of cancellation. Well, thank you, Shang, for coming in and filling us in about that. Appreciate it.